This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Tom Papert still sitting in for Alex. That was another fantastic report by Mr. Jones himself. So it's almost time for that bizarre Facebook event, Storm Area 51. They can't stop us all. Well, I think they probably can. I would never recommend such a thing. I mean, you're essentially talking about an insurrection against the U.S. government. But it's very I think it's just a Facebook meme. I don't think anybody really has an intention to storm Area 51, and it kind of seems like a distraction. But what's been fascinating is all of the responses from the United States government. We now have another from the Daily Star. Area 51 has secrets that deserve to be protected, warns U.S. Air Force General. I think they're taking the meme a bit too seriously. U.S. Air Force officials have already warned they stood ready to defend the military base. Now we have General Dave Goldfein. He's issued a strong warning against anyone planning to storm Area 51 to see them aliens. Area 51 has secrets that deserve to be protected. It's a very strange situation, especially when you consider that the U.S. Navy has now essentially admitted that, yes, they're tracking UFOs. It's a strange time to be alive, is it not, ladies and gentlemen? Strange flying objects captured on video by a Navy fighter pilot off the coast of San Diego in 2004 and in Atlantic waters in 2015 were acknowledged by the Navy as unidentified aerial phenomena last week. We've got a clip on that. Let's go ahead and air some of this clip here, if we can. Clip 10 to the control room. Official USG footage brought to you exclusively by the Navy. Second of three U.S. military videos of unidentified aerial phenomena, then declassified. This is the only official footage that has been released that was taken during the 2004 Nimitz incident. Taken aboard U.S. Navy F-A-18 Super Hornet, the footage was captured by tracking systems most advanced on the market. Here you can see their display information, giving some background information about what we're going to see here. Sensor is in the TV visual mode, so what we're seeing is a camera. Sensor zoom is only 1.0. Sensor aimed 6 degrees above the aircraft axis, breaking down exactly what we're going to see, showing the speed for radio viewers, radio listeners, explaining the hot and cold. White is hot, black is cold. So here is our unidentified phenomena in the air. And this comes, by the way, as Bernie Sanders has made part of his campaign a promise to declassify the UFOs. Now, I am by no means a UFO truther, but it is just fascinating to see the military confronting an internet meme as this type of information becomes public for the first time. Many will remember in WikiLeaks, former astronauts begging a potential Clinton administration to declassify UFOs. It's really bizarre. It's a bizarre time to be alive. When we come back, we're going to talk about reality TV, or as I like to call it, the presidential election in 2020. Because there's a new headline out, reality TV story producers face decreasing wages. I can't ever imagine why. Could it be that reality is now more fascinating than reality TV? This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Pappert filling in on this hour. Alex may be joining us. We'll find out. He's landing right now. Just did a very important podcast. If you're watching the Alex Jones Show, I will be back in just a few minutes.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack to take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Pappert filling in for Alex as he returns from a very important podcast. I can't wait till that thing goes live. Keep an eye out for it over the next couple weeks. So, reality TV story producers are facing decreasing wages and tougher working conditions. Where would America be without reality television? It's honestly been a bane of TV for the past decade or so. I come from the broadcast industry originally, and there is nothing innovative about it. So this is a very peculiar article, but I think it says something about where our society is going. As declining ratings crunch budgets, unscripted writing talents continue to put in some of the small screen's most punishing hours. Quote, there's not enough Adderall to stay awake. Oh, I'm sure there's enough Adderall for you. Natalie is a pseudonym used in this article, was scrambling for a job last spring when she received an offer to work in the latest season of E's Keeping Up with the Kardashians. A story producer with 13 years of experience, Natalie had been hired for another show that fell apart, so she was grateful to receive the offer until production company Bunim Murray called her with the rate, $1,100 a week. I don't know who can't live off $1,100 a week. Is that how inflated these people's ego and lifestyle is? What are they doing? Where are they living? In the ritziest New York neighborhoods? It's bizarre. She says, I audibly gasped. She depended on her usual rate of $2,500 a week to support her family. With an average of 1.9 million total viewers in its 16th season, Kardashians remains an influential show, and Natalie was being offered little more than what a production assistant makes in a week. She said, it made me angry. Because I knew that someone's going to take that job. People really don't like the free market, do they? But since 2016, reality TV has been on its way out. Something that people predicted would happen much earlier. They thought it would be a flash in the pan in the mid-2000s and it would be over. But I think I know the reason. And that's reality is just getting interesting. Thanks to President Trump, I would say. And the likes of Alex Jones. So they're puffing up Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, for those who haven't noticed this. This is the left's attempt to recreate the magic 2016 and 15 with President Trump. This is an article up at heavy.com, and maybe we can show some of these photos on screen. Thousands pack Elizabeth Warren's New York rally. Look at these crowd-sized photos. So there's a couple things right off the top. One, this is outside. And so it makes it kind of difficult to tell exactly how many people are there. Dude, wouldn't it be nice if President Trump could do a rally outside? I don't think that would end well for the president. There's too many security risks. But Warren, because she is a puppet, because she is what the globalist wants, she can do a rally outside. But you notice these are supposed to be crowd-sized photos. They're tight shots. Are they doing to her what they do to President Trump and they don't show the crowds? It does make you wonder, but she says, her campaign says, I should say, 20,000 people in attendance. Here's another article. NBC Wall Street Journal poll. Biden leads Democrat 2020 field of Warren's support. It's growing. It's very interesting. I mean, I think Alex predicted years ago, and I think I did too, that Warren would be the globalist pick to run against President Trump in 2020. So it's fascinating the way this is going. But here's another one from CT Post. New focus on crowd size as Warren event rivals Trump. You see, the Democrats have been kind of in panic mode these last several years, as their crowd sizes have been non-existent. We all remember Jeb Bush. He was lucky to get 15 people in a room. The Democrats have been largely the same. Beto O'Rourke, who wants to take your guns, recently got, I think, what, 15 people in a room? He met in a kindergarten school classroom here recently. So President Trump is rightly mocking Elizabeth Warren's crowd. By the way, this was in New York City, the epicenter of all liberal debauchery, right up there with Los Angeles. Said anybody could do that, mocking her openly. And I think that's a good point, because here is a story, or here's a tweet, I should say, from Brad Parscale, President Trump's campaign manager going into 2020. He's also the digital strategist from 2016. At Real Donald Trump rally in New Mexico was a data goldmine. 45,000 people registered for tickets. 94% were from within New Mexico. 78% of registrants matched to voter file. Over 20% voted in one or zero of the last four elections, meaning they might have voted in 2016 or they might not have voted in a decade or more. 52% were male, 48% female. Great numbers for President Trump. I thought women hate the guy. 40% were Latino and 31% were Democrat. But that's the big thing right there. 45,000 people. 45,000 people registered for this rally. But Elizabeth Warren's allegedly getting 20,000, even though it couldn't be confirmed. And this is not something new, by the way. Anybody who has been following President Trump, anybody who is watching this broadcast, frankly, will remember this little blast from the past. August 21st, 2015, it's a CNN article. 30,000 turnout for Trump's Alabama pep rally. So this has been happening since 2015. And that's why the Democrats are trying to puff up Elizabeth Warren. She is their answer. She's their answer. That's how pathetic things have really gotten, because, of course, Warren has simply adopted the majority of Bernie Sanders' platform, and she's going to be the globalist pawn, the sheepdog, who will lead them all back to globalism. It's a fascinating thing to see. But speaking of the reality TV type situation we're in, have you noticed they're using children? So we had Soph. She was on InfoWars a couple months ago. Y'all remember the 14-year-old Wonderkind who was devastating the internet with her commentary. Well, she's been banned. She's gone now. Not really, because you can ban people and they still exist. But the left is trying to puff up this European climate change activist who is a young child. And let's just roll this bizarre clip, if we can, back in the control room.
UN's climate change representative Greta Thunberg has been hailed by comedian Sarah Silverman as the second coming. Thunberg has made rounds on the left's propaganda circuit.
Everyone always asks me about Donald Trump, but I mean, my message for him is just listen to the science, and he obviously doesn't do that.
Is it that climate change just strikes you as so big that you felt moved by that?
Yes, I mean, the climate crisis is the biggest crisis humanity has ever faced, and if we don't do anything right now, we're screwed.
Sweden, in Germany, people are starting to call it the Greta effect, where people are taking more trains. Since you started this movement, they said they feel ashamed to fly unnecessarily in Europe.
All of this after Thunberg sailed from England to New York representing the UN's tyrannical sustainability goals on her so-called zero emissions voyage. But the zero emissions trip was a scam, as four sailors had to fly to New York and relieve the crew to take the ship back. Regardless, the arrogance of the UN and the media supporting Thunberg hailed her as victorious.
She wants governments to act to save kids like her from climate devastation, as though governments can regulate it. And if you dare criticize her, not only are you a child bully, but you are someone who's mean to people with disabilities. And this is how they have it set up. She's the perfect, from beginning to end, puppet slash spokesman for this movement because she embodies everything that they want to do. Indoctrinate kids, intimidate their opponents, and come up with platitudes of utter nonsense on a minute-by-minute basis if you follow her on Twitter.
You can find the same arrogance, like the kind found at the recent Gastro Summit talk given by the behavioral scientist and marketing strategist Magnus Söderlund from the Stockholm School of Economics, which he titled, "Can You Imagine Eating Human Flesh?" Söderlund claimed that since food sources will be scarce in the future, people must be introduced to eating things they have thus far considered disgusting, among them human flesh. As the Epoch Times wrote, what Söderlund doesn't mention, curiously, is the long-documented science on the biological effects of cannibalism. A tribe called the Four lived in isolation.
So there you have it, the new globalist actor. They're desperately trying to salvage the narrative right now because freedom is winning. The info war is being fought, and we are winning, ladies and gentlemen. And so now you've got Elizabeth Warren and this disabled child who are going to get us back on track toward the race toward globalism. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Pafford. We'll be back after this short break. Stay tuned, ladies.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221. Or go to the website, angioprim.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert, filling in for Alex today. There's some insane stuff happening south of the border, where a Vietnam essentially happens every year. That's how many people die in Mexico. But I do want to take another moment here, just briefly, to emphatically stress, I mean, InfoWars is the tip of the spear. InfoWars is the people who break these stories that no one else will touch. And Alex Jones has been proven right time and time again. Some days I wake up and I wish there would just be a day that would go by without another horrifying story where I just sit there and go, Alex is right again. What do you know? And the only way they can continue to do this and they can continue to expand, and if you're not expanding, you're contracting. The only way that they can do this is if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where right now some of these deals, as I've said before, are absolutely unbelievable. 75% off dozens of amazing products for a very limited time. These specials will go away soon. 75% off total gut health combo pack with 7 powerful formulas, 50% off super male vitality, and you get a free bottle of ultimate female force for the lady in your life. 63% off best-selling Myco ZX Plus fungus and yeast support, 50% off Ultra 12 vitamin B12, 60% off super blue silver immune gargle, quickly becoming one of my favorite products from InfoWarsStore.com as I'm traveling more. 50% off on bodies, which I've heard nothing but good things about. I've used it a few times myself. Many, many other deals. These are deep, deep, deep discounts. 75% off on select products. InfoWarsStore.com. This is your opportunity to support the InfoWar. Support Alex Jones. Support this broadcast. Support this network. So let's talk about what's going on in Mexico, shall we? Spoiler alert, it's horrifying. Mexican authorities find 29 bodies in a 100 plastic bag. This is from Reuters. Mexico City, September 17. Mexican authorities said Tuesday they found 29 bodies packed in more than 100 plastic bags dumped in a clandestine grave in a violent western state of Jalisco. Murders in Mexico jumped to the highest on record in the first half of the year, putting the cartel-ravaged country on track to surpass the 29,111 recorded last year. It's by far, it's got to be one of the worst places to live, and thank God President Trump has essentially bent them over a barrel, and they're now preventing some of this cartel violence, some of the human trafficking from getting into the United States. But there's a special report that I'd like to air on this very subject, if the control room can go ahead and bring that up whenever you're able to.
It is the first ever global agreement on migration. And even if the document is purely symbolic, for the United Nations, its adoption is historic.
We are on the eve of a truly remarkable moment in the pursuit of the better management of international migration, a singular issue of our time.
There are communities fighting back against becoming dumping grounds for the Cloward and Piven-style United Nations-engineered replacement migration of sovereign nations. However, finding their message on mainstream media is a fleeting reality. In fact, a quick search of protests against immigration leads you to pro-immigration protesters against the agencies keeping our borders safe.
You're looking at a protest on Fifth Avenue Avenue in New York, organized by the Close the Camps NYC Coalition. The message for Microsoft: stop using your technology to facilitate the U.S. immigration policy.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement opened up classrooms, the dining hall where families get three meals a day, a library with internet and legal resources, and a barbershop, commissary, and courtroom, sharing what the office says happens inside the center where women, girls, and boys 15 and under wait for the results of credible threat hearings.
So they can see exactly the care and the conditions under which these individuals are being kept. There's a lot of ugly rhetoric that is out there with regard to my agency and DHS as a whole, to include CBP, and with regard to the people that are enforcing the laws that Congress has passed, and calling us names and vilifying us for doing the jobs that we are sworn to do, that Congress appropriates $7 billion a year to this agency to effectuate. It's not right. It's not fair. And frankly, it's not helpful.
What if we truly aren't safe in our communities due to the policies of the left as they kowtow for the United Nations? Wouldn't these protesters simply be supporting unchecked violence against legal residents? Are they not aiding and abetting the thousands of quietly reported cases and unreported cases of rape and murder waged against innocent and unsuspecting people by illegal aliens? Instead, the left would have our Second Amendment destroyed and the borders flung wide open.
Hell yes! We're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
For example, from 2011 until 2017, there were 367 killed by mass shootings in the United States, while a 2017 report by the Texas Department of Public Safety reveals that from June 1st, 2011 to February 28th, 2017, the 215,000 criminal aliens who were booked into Texas jails were collectively charged with 566,000 offenses, including 1,167 homicides and 6,098 sexual assaults, with a total of 257,000 convictions. And that was just Texas. The numbers don't lie. Your chances as a U.S. citizen of being killed by an illegal immigrant are far higher than a citizen being killed in a mass shooting. Recently in Rockville, Maryland, protesters gathered to support taking their community back.
I've lived out here in Montgomery County all my life, and now, as you can see, Montgomery County is become a sanctuary for rapists, child rapists. These children come here to escape that type of terror, and it's happening right here, and we are enabling it.
What is Montgomery County and the county executive with this executive order? What do you believe they're doing wrong?
I believe that they're endangering every single citizen in this county.
How so?
Because they are actively obstructing local, state, and federal cooperation on fundamental matters of public safety and national security. We should have learned after 9/11 that it is key that we have walls that come down on communicating the immigrant status of criminal suspects in custody. And this order is the most radical sanctuary order in America, and this county is ground zero for that. Let's get some facts on the table. You mentioned that I'm from Germantown. Two of the victims of illegal alien criminal rape suspects were from Germantown. One was a 16-year-old girl who was taken and nabbed in her own home when a home invader who had been previously deported broke into her home and allegedly
interview.
And across the pond.
Now, there is completely no exaggeration, pretty much a Vietnam level of death that happens every single year in Mexico. 30,000 people die. That could come to the United States. And by the way, it's a little bit more dead than from assault rifle, a terrible AR-15, the AK-47. They're so scary looking, these guns. Now, what's scary is illegal immigrants coming here to sell drugs, rape us, kill us, torture us, mutilate us, and everything that comes with it. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this short break.
Band.video is the answer to censorship. Band.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Band.video. Band.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called Band.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at Band.video.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to this third hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert, sitting in for Alex today. He will be back tomorrow, and we will have Mike Adams of Natural News hosting the fourth hour of the broadcast. But let's turn our attention to really just as big of an enemy of the American people as the mainstream media, and that would, of course, be big tech. Anybody who watches Alex Jones frequently or at all, knows that most of these companies are hedging their bets, not just hedging their bets, they're putting all the chips in China. China is the new power, according to Facebook, Google, Twitter, all of them. And now we finally have a few allies in the United States Senate who understand this. Senator Josh Hawley is rather upset that Google, Uber, the big tech giants, are dropping all of their money in communist China. We've got a clip of Senator Hawley. Let's go ahead and air that. Clip 13, I believe.
Yeah, my concern is that what we're seeing with Silicon Valley is they're creating jobs, but they're creating jobs in China. I mean, where are they prioritizing their investment overseas? You know, I mean, look at Google. Google has worked overtime to try and open business ventures in China, including being willing to launch a platform search engines that censor according to Chinese communist government standards just so that they can rake in the bucks. Where's everything produced that Apple, for instance, makes? China. So I'm concerned that they're building an economy in which American workers don't have anything to do. American workers don't benefit. Uber, I mentioned the Uber economy, because Uber drivers get paid cents on the dollar in order to drive. So who benefits from that? Uber executives, they get rich, just like Google executives are rich and Amazon executives are rich, Facebook. But what about everyday American workers? What's their place in this economy? It's a problem.
Do you think gig economy jobs make America a better or a worse place?
I mean, it just depends. They should be making America better. And this is my challenge to these companies. My challenge is if they want to be leaders, you know, they say they represent the best of America. Well, if that's true, create jobs in this country. If that's true, invest in the middle of our society, in the middle of the country, but in the American middle, the middle class. Invest here, produce things here, create jobs and opportunities for our families, increase productivity. They haven't been doing any of that.
Senator Hawley is really on to something there. I mean, these companies, and look, if you want to be a sadist or a sociopath, you can make the same calculation. You can look at 350 million people in America, plus, you know, 30, 40, 50 million illegal immigrants, I'm sure. You can look at that compared to billions and billions of Chinese. You can look at the fact that they have no labor laws. You chain your child up. Like we would chain up a bike, you chain your child up downstairs. If somebody tries to commit suicide because of the working conditions, the suicide net will catch them. There is no escaping the Orwellian Chinese social credit system, so you know your workers are going to be high quality. Meanwhile, you look over here in America where we have unions, we have rights, we have freedoms. We have the ability to actually demand something from our employers. So what's the solution to this? Well, as Bush, Clinton, Obama, all of the previous presidents, more or less, for the past half century, if not longer, have realized, well, just outsource all the jobs to China, and we'll buy their stuff, and we will become enslaved to the Chinese communist infrastructure. That's the future. And, you know, I take a lot of Ubers when I come here to Austin to visit the InfoWars studios, and it never fails. These are people who are telling me, yeah, you know, I used to have a factory job, and well, now I'm trying to get my real estate license, and I'm just driving Uber to put food on the table until I can get that done, and then hopefully I can have a real job again. Because until Trump came about, there were no jobs in this country for normal human beings. You know, the whole learn to code movement, which you can now get banned for on Twitter, that whole movement came about because when coal miners, when factory workers, when the people who represent the majority of middle-class America, when their jobs were exported to China, what were they told by the liberal media? Just learn to code. Learn a new skill. It's a changing economy, and you got to find a place. So I'm glad that we finally have Josh Hawley in Congress pushing back against this, but I really want to stress that this is, you might as well have elected Alex Jones to Congress. And I say that in a very, very positive way, because Alex was in the halls of Congress just over a year ago, shouting at Sundar Pichai, shouting at these big tech overlords, saying exactly, almost verbatim, what Senator Hawley was saying right there. So seeing things like this make me optimistic for the future, and optimistic that through Congress, through the Trump administration, through the FCC, the FTC, we might start to get some movement against big tech. Because as we said earlier, it's very clear what side these people are on. Facebook has pages for the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda. Twitter won't allow Laura Loomer on there, won't allow Alex Jones on there, won't allow hardly any InfoWars programming. You have to be very subversive about it. Owen Schroyer is constantly banned and shadow banned, and they end his videos earlier. They run them without audio. They're doing anything they can to game the system against patriots. But, oh, will they let Hamas have a Twitter? Hamas definitely gets a Twitter. So it's very clear what side these people are on. They're on the side of anti-America. You know, I used to joke that we used to watch certain broadcast outlets, Al Jazeera, Russia Today, and they're fairly honest because you just know that they're being anti-American. And so that's their perspective. But now we're to the point where Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all of them have the same exact bias. They want to see America fail. They want to have our nice houses. They want to have the freedoms that the rest of us do not get. But they want America to fail. I think that's completely obvious at this point. So I want to change gears here. Many will remember last week news broke about a horrific discovery in South Bend, Indiana. Say that's where Pete Buttigieg lives, I believe. Or is it Butt Guy? I always get it confused. That's where Pete lives. Mayor Pete. Everyone will remember that a stash of over 2,000 aborted babies was discovered in a deceased former abortionist home. And now, a new report up on my site, nationalfile.com. According to the Whole Women's Health Alliance, they say that these type of stashes exist nationwide. They said what happens in South Bend is a microcosm for what's happening statewide and what's happening nationally. So I guess if they can't sell the body parts, they just hold on to them. For keepsakes, what type of sadistic, fallen human being would do such a thing? It really does make you wonder. But in the article that was just on screen, Mayor Pete has said nothing about this. 2,000 dead babies discovered in his hometown, where, by the way, they hate him now. Black Lives Matter protests against him. The man has lost all popularity in his hometown. Mayor Pete. Pete has said nothing. After the discovery of over 2,200 preserved babies were found in the residence of the deceased Dr. Ulrich Klopfer in South Bend, Indiana, all eyes turned to their mayor. South Bend, Indiana mayor and Democrat presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg has proactively avoided making comments on anything concerning abortion laws. I don't understand how these people can possibly be taken seriously at this point. But again, they aren't. That's why it's the clown show. That's why they're desperately hoping that Elizabeth Warren, with Bernie Sanders' ideas, can somehow push forward and become the candidate for 2020. And of course, big tech will help her along the way. I just want to remind everybody, there are some insanely good deals going on InfoWarsStore.com. You can get up to 75% off major products. Never can overstate this. I mean, these are absolutely unbelievable deals. We're talking 75% off Total Gut Health Combo, 50% off Superman Vitality, 63% off Myco ZX, 50% off Ultra 12, 60% off the Immune Gargle, 50% off Bodies, many, many others. You can help fund the InfoWar. And let me tell you, folks, this is an impressive operation, and I want to see it continue. So I implore you to do exactly that. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. We'll be right back after this. I'm Tom Pampert. You're watching The Alex Jones Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jones Show. I am Tom Papert filling in for Alex today. In the next hour, we've got Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. I've got a stack of news and clips that I want to get through in this final segment of the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. And thank you all so much for tuning in today. But it would be funny if this was some type of parody, but it's real life. Cheerleaders punished for displaying Trump 2020 Make America Great Again banner. It's up at Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. That link isn't quite as shadow banned as Infowars. I can say that as a fact on social media. Can we go ahead and air this clip? Because this is pathetic.
Their cheers are meant to unite the crowd. But now at North Stanley High School, the crowd is split.
This after the school's cheerleaders posed with the Trump 2020 banner before a home football game this August. In a statement to NBC Charlotte, the Stanley County Board of Education said because the cheerleaders were in uniform and were acting as representatives of the school, the display of the sign could be perceived as the school or school system endorsing a political campaign, which they say is prohibited. The school district says the girls were not disciplined, simply asked not to do it again. But days later, the North Carolina High School Athletic Association placed the cheerleading squad on probation, telling the local newspaper that every contest should be conducted in a wholesome athletic environment, an environment where good sportsmanship is shown, where people feel safe, that respect for all people participating is being shown. And while some are cheering on that decision, others cheering on the cheerleaders.
We're only here to support them and their First Amendment rights.
Jeremy Onatrab says he's organizing a support rally in front of the school before Friday night's football game. So far, more than 800 people say they're interested in attending.
I'd love to line the street so that everybody going into the game goes to the biggest Trump rally they've ever been to. That would be phenomenal.
So, supporting President Trump, it might make people feel unsafe. It could feel unsafe. President Trump, Orange Man, bad. Orange Man, scary. These poor teenagers. You know, I have a feeling that if it were any other candidate, you would not be having this, especially if it was for President Obama during the Obama years. But, you know, who exactly are these girls? You know, is it Joe Biden? Should they be supporting Creepy Sleepy? Uncle Joe? We've got a clip. Joe Biden, you got to give it to him. The man is great with math, and he has a vision for this country's future. He's going to get more women back in the workforce than exist in the United States of America. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
You get a tax break for a racehorse. Why in God's name couldn't we provide an $8,000 tax credit for everybody who has child care costs? It would put 720 million women back in the workforce. It would increase the GDP, to sound like a wonk here, by about 0.8%. It would grow the economy.
To sound like a wonk, he says. I'm sorry, Joe, you don't sound like a policy wonk to me. It's very sad. Honestly, it's very sad. I don't like Joe Biden. I would never vote for the man in a million years, but he used to be savvy. I don't know that he used to want to ban raves, and he used to kind of have a cadence to the way he talked, and he was very on the ball. No longer. That's such a strange situation we're in with this creepy, sleepy old guy. 720 million women in the United States of America. For those playing at home, yes, America has a population of like 325 million people, plus 60 million illegals. So that is mathematically impossible. Thanks, Joe. Where are we going to get 300 million women? I'm not asking questions anymore. It's the clown show. So this is a story that's been out for a couple days, but it bears repeating because we need to hold these people accountable. Ilhan Omar, the Democrat representative from Minnesota, she tweeted out in 2013 a Father's Day tweet that reportedly proves she married her brother. This is, of course, the biggest scandal that she has. She allegedly married her own flesh and blood for the purpose of skirting United States immigration laws, meaning it was a sham marriage. I hope it was just a sham marriage. So, in a now deleted 2013 tweet, Representative Ilhan Omar wished a happy Father's Day to her abo Nur Said, which would mean her true name is Ilhan Nur Said, the same surname as her ex-husband, who allegedly is her brother. She's faced increasing scrutiny over what some say was allegedly a sham marriage to skirt United States immigration policy to help her brother, Ahmed Nur Said, gain U.S. citizenship. Many consider the Father's Day tweet to be proof that she lied about her identity. Here's what it said. We can put it on screen, perhaps with the document cam. Happy Father's Day to my Abo Nur Said. I am forever grateful to Allah for giving me the best father. And it actually links to a deleted Instagram post. Because, of course, she scrubbed her Instagram. Apparently, she didn't quite catch that they were up on Twitter. So, according to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, if anyone enter into a sham marriage for the purpose of evading U.S. immigration law, it is a felony offense, carrying a prison sentence of up to 4 years and a fine of up to $250,000. It applies to both foreign nationals and U.S. citizens who perpetrate the crime. You know, it does make you wonder, is anybody investigating this? Or is it ever going to be taken seriously? Or are we going the way of the UK, which is an absolute mess when it comes to this type of thing? This is another article up at nationalfile.com. UK rejects ban on eating dogs to avoid offending foreign culture. So if you don't eat Toto from Kansas, what can I say? Then you are offending foreign cultures. UK Justice Ministry has blocked a ban on eating cats and dogs over fear it may offend Far East Asians. This is, by the way, the time of year that horrifying things happen in China. I mean, I'm sorry. I guess maybe I think my culture is the best. I think that we should put America first. But in China, they're currently blowtorching dogs to eat them. It's just the time of year. The UK's politically correct authorities come under fire on a regular basis for their devotion to progressive ideals of inclusivity, even if there are significant negative consequences. And now, environmental ministers have drafted a proposal that will prohibit the practice, but it's been stopped. Oh, my. Dogs are our companion animals. We do not eat them. But then they say justice officials also argued that it would be difficult to enforce the law on the current ban on transporting or exporting dog and cat meat suffices. So I guess you can pick up a dog at the pound and just eat it. Now, we think things are bad here in the U.S., where we have Antifa saying that we need to put Trump supporters in death camps. That came out a couple weeks ago, and it's still, you know, I don't know why I was surprised. Of course, that's what they think, but it still bothers me. We have Democrat Beto Robert Francis O'Rourke saying, hell yeah, we're going to take your guns, but Beto isn't saying that we all have to die. He's not saying that we should be killed, but that's exactly what's happening across the pond. UK Liberal Democrat says conservatives should be burned at the stake. Conservatives should also be hung, drawn, and quartered, according to Galen Milne. Prospective parliamentary candidate for the Liberal Democrats, Galen Milne, has been dropped after he said that Tories should be burned at the stake. He also described conservative MPs as Tory rats who rear their ugly heads. This is coming here. You know, a lot of people say Britain is just between 6 months and 3 years ahead of the United States, and I think we're getting there. Here's a horrifying article up on Infowars.com. STEM Express whistleblower: cut open baby's face to harvest the brain. They're keeping babies alive and selling their body parts, ladies and gentlemen. Testimony delivered by pro-life activist David DeLeiden, who secretly recorded abortion workers, revealed some of the gruesome details surrounding body harvesting procedures carried out by Planned Parenthood and STEM Express. Cutting open their brains and selling them. That's so horrifying. It's not something you can even say easily. But there is some good news. I always like to leave folks with a bit of good news. The number of abortions in the United States has now fallen to its lowest since 1973. That's according to the Associated Press. We're finally getting somewhere in the culture war, which, of course, goes well before politics. It was only at 862,000, which is far, far too many, but that's down from 926,000 tallied in 2014. There is some progress, after all. So I just want to, one more time, stress that everybody goes to InfoWarsStore.com, fund this broadcast. These are some of the best deals I've seen this year, if not in the last 5 years of following Alex Jones and InfoWars. I don't know how Alex does this. 75% off major, major products. So I am Tom Papert of National File. Catch me tonight, Firepower News, at 7 o'clock Central. We go until 9, myself and Will Johnson. It's going to be a lot of fun. Coming up next is Mike Adams of Natural News, taking over for the fourth hour. He's always a massive wealth of information. So thank you for watching The Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned. Mike Adams coming up next, right here on InfoWars.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.